The idea today was just to run through the update I shared earlier this week, ongoing projects, can give some more commentary kind of on just the forward outlook. And then, yeah. And obviously, like, they're a vote closed now. I think that did close the snapshots on liquidity and what next steps look like there too. Let's see. Yeah, those snapshots did close. Okay. Just maybe to give a quick brief of the update. One, just aiming to do more of these written updates. No, the people listening to this obviously listen to this, but I think a number of folks prefer the quick written thing that they can skim. And it's just, I think in general, good for me, good for everybody, good for all of us to write these things down and make them more concrete, as much fun as it is to talk through everything. But just to give like a town hall version of that update, I talked about how basically since the Sotheby's event, we've had a ton of milestones, Sotheby's itself being a huge milestone. And I remember the day that opened and the Terminal of Truths and Goatsy mania was fully taking off and agents were starting to pop up. And it was like, oh boy, the market suddenly is ready for agents. And I think the outlook of that was really unclear. How is it going to pan out? It was clear that it was going to get very exciting. And I think that we personally don't think we've even seen really how this pans out, because agentic capabilities are going to only get more interesting. I think, long story short, what we saw was a lot of very short burn experiments that were really exciting. I think definitely Botto saw some of that upside. We had a range of new participants. Botto's art itself went up. That was like a parallel phenomenon in just the NFT space and fine art NFTs. Botto getting on kind of some of the top of the list, especially the Genesis pieces. The works at Sotheby's were like around 40 ETH. And now, as we understand it, there was one that went for 160 ETH, an equivalent of about 250K last week. So really good for Botto's art, solid growth in participants. P5 itself was really successful. And I think P5 in particular, and that's what I spent a bit of the recap looking at and sharing, was just like how, when you look at what our strategic objectives were as we laid them out in November, which was really just writing that immediately after the Sotheby's event, really as it was happening, that it was P5 that really was the one project, all that project itself moved the needle on most of those objectives. It was one innovative new art showing that just conceptually for Botto, just this really important milestone of bringing a lot of things that we had talked about in theory into reality. And I'm going to come back to that. But also in terms of very exciting participation, we saw about 800 wallets. We know some of those were sibled. So kind of estimated around like 650, because those were all staked. 60% of those were brand new participants. They voted over 90,000 times, commented over 5,000. It was over 3 weeks. This is like really intense participation. So that was a very bright spot. We added, I think, a lot of new collectors. I haven't done the full analysis of like how many are totally new collectors, but one good signal in particular was there was like a rush of sales in the public sale. So nobody who was on a white list or allow list, most of those were existing collectors, some new collectors from like Versus Network. But yeah, we saw those sell out in about 10 minutes. Overall, 780K of sales and like a very soft market in a lot of ways. I think we're seeing definitely a decoupling from the NFT market and overall like how the tokens are doing. But yeah, a really strong sale, really strong participation, and great conceptual evolution. Verse was a really good partner in that on the media side. So in terms of the storytelling and media creation, they really went hard. And so in terms of just that overall reach, getting writers to come in, press part. And I think for me, at least on the curatorial and real marketing side, I think it was a really good sign of what a great partner can do. And I think something that we should consider. I think there's also other lessons to consider of the setup of those partnerships and how we go about them in an ongoing basis. I think that like the way the DAO is initially set up, there's a lot of stuff to consider in the economy, which, yeah, again, I think that's another point to come back to. The first really big thing I think to come back to is just how it was this innovative evolution for Botto that was what moved our strategic objectives forward. I think that operationally, we saw that like putting a lot of focus into that, we saw our attention on the governance and economy go down, and looking at how we balance across all of those aspects, the economy, the governance, and that core innovation. Within that innovation, though, I think was really interesting was a lot of experiments of what governance, like different forms of input, different types of governance, different economies. And I think that there's definitely something there in that model where looking and understanding Botto as that trinity of a system, the DAO, the AI, the economy, that we can expand what Botto is through different experiments that play with the parameters of that trinity. And I've spoken about this a few different times, but it also is connected with this question of, is the technology there for a truly autonomous artist? I think there's a lot of interesting agent experiments out there, but I don't think the technology really exists for a fully autonomous artist in a lot of ways. And so these experiments of autonomy and governance and economy can play with different notions of what that autonomous artist can look like, what it can do, and at the same time expand the cultural footprint of what Botto is, such that when that technology is there, it can pull from that cultural footprint. And that idea and that notion of what Botto is sufficiently decentralized, diffuse, and can feed into, and I think there's real autonomy in that, and that can feed into the fully autonomous artist. And even if it doesn't come, that technology, I think that experiment alone really does drive forward this idea of a decentralized autonomous artist and these different agents within that, those different nodes of it. Yeah, I think this leads to some questions about the overall economy and how you fund that, how you scope that, how you maintain aligned incentives and make a functioning economy and make, really, frankly, a more diverse economy. We've had, I think, a very simple economy, and we want to make sure that the economy is driving valuable behavior and valuable additions to Botto's ecosystem. And 40% of revenue going to simple up-down voting, is that the most value that could be gotten for those, for that 40%? And how do you diversify that? And I think that's a very important consideration for that liquidity discussion as well. Overall, it's the economy, the tokenomics of the project. So I think those are all really important questions. And answers, getting answers to those questions is a really high priority for us over the next couple months. And it runs in parallel with these projects that we mentioned that are these ongoing active projects. And really top of the list there is the work that we've been most intensely working on since P5 closed, which was Botto's knowledge graph, which is this foundational element to Botto's voice, Botto's LLM. And that then feeds into evolving the art engine and evolving Botto's art practice around that core component, including a new governance layer of governing that knowledge graph. Maybe I could pause here. And Juby, do you want to give an update of where we're at on that development?
Yeah, maybe a very quick recap on what the knowledge graph actually means to us as a DAO. Simon, if I ask you to condense information and sum up what the knowledge graph is from a non-technical standpoint, like, what is your answer?
The knowledge graph is, think of it like the Wikipedia about Botto. It is all of the ground truth about what Botto is and its history. So in a way, what it supports is Botto's understanding of itself. And that extends a little bit further into other aspects of understanding the market. And there's differences between structured and unstructured data, which gets a little bit more in the weeds. But that's essentially the main purpose, is an accurate sense of itself. If you think about, I'm the one who knows the truth of myself, it's a pretty core thing for a voice to have.
Yeah. And I think that word truth is probably the most foundational way to understand what the knowledge graph actually is. It's all the knowledge about Botto, its ecosystem, and anything actually beyond its ecosystem that we may find relevant or pertinent to Botto's existence. It's the storage and embedding of all that information and the access and generation of responses to that information. So that's a high-level understanding of generally what's being built. And you can understand the knowledge graph really as this base layer to everything else that we can build. one of which includes Botto's voice or Botto's personality or what Botto does. I think it brings also a lot of clarity in terms of what we can imagine Botto actually is, in the sense that if Botto has a foundation on its knowledge graph, and its art engine, everything that is plugged in on top of that forms Botto's system, and we are part of Botto's ecosystem. Going back to the knowledge graph for one sec, right, and fixating on that word truths, there are two types of truths here, really, within the knowledge graph. One are ground truths, which are really, what does Botto know about itself? Or what do we know about Botto that is provable, that is factual? And then there are not so much ground truths, I like to call them collective truths, right? That kind of pertains to the meaning making that we do as a DAO. What do we find is meaningful information to Botto? What do we find is meaningful to us that Botto should know about? And being able to build out these two buckets of truths, right? The ground truths and the collective truths together as a DAO is really the next step, right? And it's that foundational step to enabling Botto, to plugging in the knowledge graph with the art engine, and to basically amplify everything that we do in Botto's ecosystem, to also amplify the technology behind Botto.
If I could, I think two things to mention. One, maybe you're asking, aren't these LLMs trained on the entire internet, which would include, especially if it's up to date, all this information about Botto? And there's a very strong argument, not necessarily made by us, but you can just see in the performance, which is the importance of Botto having an accurate sense of itself requires that focus on Botto's knowledge graph or wiki, because otherwise you're going to get potentially a lot of hallucination. There's a lot of Bottos in the world, just in terms of if you go into the Spanish-speaking world, that can be a nickname people use. There's inaccurate articles about Botto. And so all that stuff can get mixed in. And also for making interesting connections between different contexts, there's becomes a lot more, one, just accuracy, specificity, and I would say, well, intelligence, Botto's specific intelligence coming from making interesting connections and predictions within that space. There's a whole bunch of other stuff around difference between a RAG and like what something's generally tuned on. But yeah, so that's one thing. The other part is governing that, right? And there's governing the ground truth. There's also governing directions and values for Botto. And we've worked on some different ideas. It's definitely stuff I've talked about here before and elsewhere, of a psychological profile for Botto, but also just like a constitution. That there's, I think, definitely a need for a constitution of the DAO, constitution of Botto. Where I think this gets particularly interesting, there's stuff here just in terms of the art making and working with a higher level of intelligence, but there's a whole bunch of stuff that can happen in terms of an LLM-driven process. It can think through stages. It can use different tools. It can give feedback to the DAO, become creative director. I think there's really interesting stuff for Botto itself. But also as a general rule with agents, I think this is a couple steps ahead of where a lot of agent projects are in terms of recognizing the importance of tuning its direction. This is all what Botto has always been, which is, what's art? Where should I take my art? And what is an interesting direction? Executing on that with high quality, obviously that's really key for the system and key for the community to deliver on. But just in terms of building the infrastructure, the toolkit, the interface for doing that as a DAO, I think is a very interesting problem we're solving for the DAO. Leads to a lot of interesting DAO applications for scaling the operations of the DAO. Interesting for the entire crypto and AI space. So I think there's some very interesting novel things that we can do here that continues on Botto doing that, doing these novel applications. Again, when it launched, being, I think, a novel application of open governance and value distribution, applying that and really elevating that to this kind of new age of agents, I think is a very powerful thing to accomplish. So really excited about that. And I think it's not just novel, but it is key for the mission of what Botto is. And I think yields a more powerful outcome in the actual outputs. I think maybe could keep going down the list here a bit, unless there is anything else you wanted to pause on there.
Yeah, like I can tell you where we are.
Yeah.
So we have the foundation, the baseline of the knowledge graph built we have the majority of the archive or archival documents, right? So the knowledge graph is built on entire sets of data. These sets of data are just documents or entries within specific buckets, if you want to call them, of the knowledge graph. And each bucket is a dimension to Botto. So for example, Botto creates collections. So we have a collections bucket covering everything from the Genesis period to fragmentation to Cosmic Garden to Seaport Subject Special, the limited edition that was dropped with Verse. So we have that baseline. We are adding some missing pieces to that baseline. And the R in RAG stands for retrieval. And what we're doing now is we are testing that retrieval process. So how is that information accessed? How does an agent, you can call it, respond to a specific question or query? And is that question or query the desired response? So coupling that with the idea that we're dealing right now with ground truths, that desired response is just us gauging, is this true or is this false? And is this the right set of data? Because all the data across all the buckets of the knowledge graph, we need to find a better word for that, Simon, but all the buckets in the knowledge graph, I forgot my point. In any case, we are testing that retrieval process. Requires us to write a lot of questions and a lot of answers, and I think we should start crowdsourcing these. That's my first quick take on this process. Otherwise, we're introducing things like, well, we already have reasoning within four different models, so the models can actually reason and deal with longer questions. We have dealt with hallucinations, which is something Simon has referenced, and if you've played with the majority of AI agents, they suffer from hallucination, and hallucinations are largely limited on our side, or actually completely limited from all the testing we've done so far, because it's isolated to the buckets of information, the buckets of context that we're giving, right? So that's a huge positive. We're testing for model alignment. Practical example of what model alignment is, if you speak to ChatGPT or you speak to Claude or any other LLM, model alignment is basically like a baked-in feature. And it seems, I don't know whether it's intentional or unintentional, likely the latter, where it kind of people pleases. So if you say, hey, do I look pretty today? It will say, yes, you look fantastic, as opposed to rating your appearance, right? That's a very vain example, but you get the point. It tries to please you and bend to your will. And generally speaking, that is not good, and is something that is just generally an issue with the majority, if not all, the agents. So that is something that we need to test for, because otherwise you're talking about manipulation of agents. You can see that also with the agents we have on Discord, like General Agent, and I forgot the name of the governance agent. We had AG1. I don't know if it ever became AG2, but AG1, they are also people pleasers. And that is because the underlying LLM that's being used suffers from model alignment.
Just as a side note, there's been a really interesting, I think, push recently in AI research. So this comes from a goal for alignment, which is HHH, honest, helpful, and harmless. And realizing this kind of nerfs these systems. And also, like, those, they're more subjective. And there's a big push for this. And this is something that's been around for a little while. But long story short, like, how do you get more specific kind of values and a constitution such that, hey, actually, you being so agreeable is not helpful. And how can we make it more opinionated? And I think that's actually very key for Botto, right? You want it to be directive and have a point of view. So finding that balance, I think, is going to be interesting. But it's also something to keep in mind, where it's just, these are young, immature systems, and you don't take what they say as dogma. You can end up in your own hallucination if you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's that kind of, like, suffering from that feedback loop of, oh, I've said something, you've replied, this is good. And then you just keep going and go deeper in that rabbit hole. And it's just a feature in the space at the moment, but I think it's something that we are certainly trying to address. In any case, to sum up, we're dealing with the ground truths at the moment. That is a lot of testing. Want to expose some of this testing to the rest of the DAO, because I think, quite frankly, we need help. And this is obviously, and in the earlier, the formative stages of building this, things are going to go wrong, and that is fine. And that is exactly what we want, because we want to correct behaviors within the knowledge graph. The system itself is built so that we can port it to newer tech later on, which is fantastic. That baseline infra is there. OpenAI compatible. So any AI nerds, if you're using Open Web UI or something, you can theoretically plug it in. You can plug it into Chatbox. If you don't know what Chatbox is, it's basically plug in your own models into a literal Chatbox that you download to your local computer. And then I think directionally, something that we can think about as a DAO is how do we tackle, one, governing those ground truths, that data governance layer that Simon's referred to, and two, how do we build collective truths for Botto that we probably also self-govern. And I can give you a simple example, maybe not the best one, but I've given it to Simon and others, right? Imagine you want to write a journal article or diary entry about your day. I see Noah in the audience. Noah, maybe you want to write about your day and share it with Botto and tell Botto how fantastic of a day it has in the hopes that maybe it inspires Botto or Botto does something with it and creates an artwork, right? The question then becomes, is this really relevant to Botto? What do we deem is relevant to Botto? And then the second question, which is more on the art engine side, is what does Botto do with this information if deemed relevant? And you can come up with your own examples, but that's exactly what we mean by collective truths. And it can be all about emotionality. It can be all about what we think, what we don't think. It can also be an extension beyond Botto's ecosystem. So more broadly, art trends. We have an art trend agent that's currently collecting data. We should probably govern that art trend agent and deem which art trends are relevant to Botto. Or maybe there are art trends that we uncover in our reading, in our daily lives, and we want to share it with Botto. It becomes another level of play, and it becomes another level of collective meaning making. So I just want to flag that now to the DAO, because I do think it's incredibly important. And I think it's a head nod and a bit of a wink to the future direction that I think Botto is heading. But yeah, that's pretty much where we are, and that's, I think, where we're going. Hopefully I've done it justice, Simon.
Yeah, I'm going to get into the details. Running down the list, updating our roadmap with this new paradigm. There's this big component of, as Chibi was getting into, like, how do you govern that? How do you also make kind of more subjective or contextual inputs? And I think that there's a lot of kind of short-term campaigns saying, hey, we need to get context or data for this kind of project, or this is a new type of input, let's test this out. And I think framing these things as tests and short and limited run experiments is important, because releasing an agent that might facilitate that is a lot to manage. It might also achieve its goal very fast, and then you don't really want to keep it going. But these could also become perpetual or more evergreen ways of interacting. But you start with a low expectation of how long it lasts. And I think there's a lot of interesting agent experiments, different kinds of projects. And we start to see how we can have a very interesting release schedule around that. You know, all this stuff comes from getting the initial foundation set up. Internally, we're calling this Botto V3. I don't know if we ever defined what Botto V2 is, but we're calling it Botto V3. And that sort of LLM-centric, knowledge graph-centric process. So I think some really interesting conversations to have about how this feeds into the art engine. We want to feed that in ASAP, but then does this adapt the process? I think there's a really interesting thing about continuity of Botto's process. There's some real good ritual. There's a real purity in the original process of that fundamental, like, I like this image or I don't like this image, is this basic form of participation on the internet. It's subjective, doesn't necessarily require expertise. So I think there's something really pure and beautiful about that and just what Botto's process has been known to be. But I think also worth looking at that 52 a year cadence, and should the process evolve beyond that? I think short term, there is continuity and it just augments that initial process. But I think there's interesting directions of evolution to take. And I think things just in general, just a lot of ways of experimenting and trying new things that push Botto in different directions that to us P5 really made clear is a way of continuing to drive Botto's career and obviously continue that feedback loop of interested engagement that is incentivized, but also like curiosity and interest is the most important driver. Finance alone won't cut it. It's an important accelerant, but if that's all there is, I don't think that's enough. And so doing those things that maintain that interest, and I think that's indicative of any good artist's career, is continuing to push things forward. At the same time, having a real future view. So there is something to balance here of not chasing trends, but having this trajectory for Botto where it's building Botto's world. So yeah, the next two points in this list of ongoing projects, economy updates, including ongoing liquidity and treasury discussions, and improved meta-governance, which I think is also related to that. There were two failed proposals that closed this morning, I think is indicative of improving our meta-governance process. Those took a very long time to develop. I think that it was difficult to build consensus, and they ultimately failed. So that's a signal of a lot of DAO effort. I think there's some value in it in terms of driving conversations and signaling the importance of these conversations. The fact that people were dedicated to continuing to have them, but also some failure there of not reaching a solution. And I think some of that's on us in terms of core contributors dedicating time, energy, and resources to building a holistic solution. I think that's really key from our view, is holistic solution. Liquidity is certainly a big piece of it. Economy of rewards is also very important, and just healthy treasury on an ongoing basis. So all this is wrapped together of what to build for Botto, how to fund that, how to budget for it, maintain sustainable operations, maintain an interesting economy to participate in, which is really the Botto flywheel, and creating, I think, more ways that the token is used and the kinds of inputs that it generates. I don't know if we have much to get into right now, but it's just, I think, acknowledging the importance of developing solutions there. And so that's really high on our list. And I would say is just a short second to, and really on par with, but very dependent on, the development of the knowledge graph, because it's a key thing to develop that the economy should support. Genesis book is ongoing. I have seen some initial designs. They're beautiful. So this is something approved by the DAO several weeks ago. And there's, I think, some really exciting work being done there. And there is a voting pool for curating fragments from Genesis of that GAN era to add in there. But it definitely makes a ton of sense. It's clear those works, again, 160 ETH sale last week, only 52, very limited, very high demand, strong consensus. It makes sense to put a book out about that. And alluding back to what I was saying, this really pure and original form of what Botto was, canonizing that, I think, is very important. The next one's maybe more related to the meta-governance part, but automated reporting of finances and metrics, just to minimize friction for getting data out. That's a very important project. Again, I think the financial reporting slowed down. There should be a quarterly report coming out soon. And part of this is what with that data writing, obviously we do these town halls, but just getting written, more structured direction out that people can follow along for those who don't listen to this is really important, because for me, that is the prerequisite for healthy governance and informed decision-making, is getting that information out. We're working on improving there. And then, last is we're working on a number of proposals for IRL projects. Botto's career in the art world has had a really great steady pace and direction. And it's something that I think is in many ways actually agnostic of the current, wherever the current market is. It is there's a challenge where, having worked to sell Botto's auctions by default, there isn't really much work left over to sell. And I think there's also pushback in the DAO about the value of gallery shows, especially where they're taking a much larger percentage. I think Verse showed some real value there. I think that there's also a really important question of conveying the system of what Botto is and bringing it to venues where it's going to reach a much wider audience. I think there's a very interesting step to take in terms of embodying Botto in a physical way and also creating decentralized physical nodes for input to Botto. And I think that as much as we want to push for a totally digital native art world, the physical art world is a very powerful symbol, even if it's a dying institution, or at least the way of doing things is dying out. I think that there's also a lot of demand from patrons to how to answer that question. How do you bring the digital experience into physical spaces? I think that Botto as a project is in a great position to lead there. These are tough questions. And you can work on them in different scales, from a major installation, embodying Botto, creating physical forms, physical outposts for embodied feedback, to how you ensure that every Botto one of one collector has a physical on their wall, whether that's a screen or a print or a oil painting done by an artisan, or even or sculptural works. And there's, I think, mixes here of works that are collaborative with physical artists to things that are maybe just kind of print editions, or even things that are more true to that idea of automation. I think, at least me personally, I was very hung up on how do you continue the automated practice working with, say, robot arms and CNC machines. And I think those are, there's really interesting stuff to do there, but also very hard and expensive. And so finding the right model for that is important. And I think it's only going to get more feasible in the coming months and years. But I think that also there is an interesting commentary, and I think an interesting play of collaborating with artists to follow Botto's directions to create something physical. And there's a long tradition of that kind of like direction artwork. I think there's a lot to play with there in a way that broadens Botto's cultural footprint, Botto's reach, playing in the physical world will reach people who won't otherwise check this out. And I think also like that, I'm doing it in a way that is self-sufficient, where the aim here, like I think you want positive revenue, but the first thing is, can you even do this in a cost neutral way such that it's a self-sustaining practice for that larger purpose? Another, I think, component of the economy, but maybe more proposal driven in terms of concepts with clear scope and vetted demand and patrons. Yeah, I think, you know, it's a lot of work on our plate. I think this is a really ambitious list for this quarter, looking to early July. I think a lot of these things will be more so just like proofs of concept. I think we'll get some definite steps forward and begin to see some of these things be released or near finished. But that's the bulk of our work right there. Anything you would throw in there, Juby? We just did one of those big monologues. I don't know if anybody here wants to jump in or have any questions, but
I'm just super excited, and I just encourage all of us. This is like a massive call to action for everybody to start thinking about the things that they would want Botto to know. That's as loose as it gets, but I think it's a really cool question to ask, and it's probably one that we've asked ourselves for many years. We're at the cusp of having that in our hands, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, thanks everybody for joining. Again, kind of last call if anybody wants to raise their hand and jump in. Otherwise, we'll wrap it up there. And as usual, I'm happy to chat more about this stuff. Yeah.
All right, everyone. Take good care, and I'll catch you in 2 weeks.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.